The Hare and the Hedgehog. One lovely day, Franz decided to check out the turnips in the nearby garden. Franz was a sweet hedgehog who loved to make new friends. After telling his family where he was going, Franz happily set off on the path. Just as Franz entered the garden, he spotted Jules, the hare. "Good morning, Jules," Franz greeted the hare. "Isn't it a wonderful day?" Jules nodded at Franz but didn't say anything. Jules felt that hares were too good to talk to hedgehogs. Instead of wishing Franz a good morning, Jules asked, "What are you doing here so early?" "I'm out for a walk," Franz responded politely, "and checking on my turnips." "Good luck walking on those stumps," laughed Jules. That hurt Franz's feelings. He couldn't help that his legs were short and crooked. He always thought that he got around just fine. "Are you saying that your legs are better than mine?" "You're a genius," snarked Jules. Franz felt angry. Jules was being so rude. "I challenge you to a race." "Your legs against mine? Let's go," Jules laughed. "Not right now," Franz said. "I have to have my lunch first." Franz ran home and found his twin sister, Pina. "Pina, I need you to help me teach the mean rabbit a lesson." "What do you need?" Pina knew how unkind Jules could be. "I need you to stay at one end of the track, and when you see the hare coming, pop your head up and say, 'I'm already here.' Can you do that?" "Of course I can," Pina promised. "This will be fun." Off they went. Jules was waiting impatiently. Finally, the hare and the hedgehog got into position. "Go!" yelled Jules. She ran off like a shot, leaving Franz far behind. Jules ran, not even bothering to look over her shoulder. In no time, she was at the end of the track. But she did know about the hedgehog's plan. When Jules looked up, she was shocked. "I'm already here," cheered the hedgehog at the end of the track. "What? No!" Jules fumed. "Fine, we race back. Go!" She spun around and started to sprint the other way. Jules charged along the track. As she approached the starting line again, she heard someone shouting, "I'm already here!" A hedgehog squealed. "No!" Jules yelled. "We go again! Go!" And off she went again. It went on like this for quite a while. Each time, Jules was met at the finish by a hedgehog who was already there. Finally, the poor hare couldn't take it anymore. "Fine, you win. I need some water and a break," Jules said. "We both won," Franz said. "You are faster because you are lucky to have fine, strong legs." Pina stepped out from behind him, and Jules gasped. "But Pina, I outsmarted you." "You cheated," Jules said. "Your legs against mine would also be cheating," Franz said. "After all, no one can run as fast as you, let alone a shuffling, short-legged fellow like me. Maybe in the future, you'll think twice before you think you're better than someone else because of something silly like short legs," Franz said. "Maybe in the future, you won't think you are better than someone else at all," Pina declared.